So as Diane said, she's going to hand the test back at the end of class. And so we're starting new material today, which is we're getting into equations of lines and plotting lines and linear functions. We haven't talked about functions at all, but we're going to get into all of that this week as well. And so we're going to try to start really simple. The notes actually start a little bit maybe less simple, so I thought I would do the same thing that you've seen Diane do, maybe start with some simple problems. And now we're going to be graphing, and I would, it's safe to say most people don't like to graph functions or equations, but it's an important skill to have. We will be testing on graphing, and so you want to follow along, and anything that I graph, you want to graph it on your graph paper. Now, for these extra problems at the very beginning, there are some of these kinds of sheets of paper at the end of your notes, and so you can go get them. I've actually cut them in half for myself so that I can write on the right-hand side. So, but I think you have enough space that you can write what needs to be written next to them. Or you can just use notebook paper and draw the graph if that appeals to you more. So, I want to start really simple, like I said, and we're going to... What we're looking for is the graphs of equations like y equals something. And so I'm going to start with something very simple, y equals x. And we're going to see what that graph looks like. And what we're going to learn in this next week or two is that there's about five different ways to graph lines. And each one of them is useful in its own way, depending on the information that you're given. And so so we're not going to cover all of those techniques today. We're going to get into them slowly but surely. But probably the simplest technique, and the one that some of you may know, probably most of you know this, is plotting points. And so... ideally, we don't want to always plot points. Once we know how to graph a function, we can use the information and get there faster and more accurately. But plotting points is useful when you don't know anything about the functions and the equations. So the way you do this is you make a table, and I'm just going to draw it up here. You can make it draw your table anywhere. But you put two columns. The left column is usually your x, and your right column is usually your y. The x is the input, the y is the output. And so you can see we're going to plug in x values and we're going to get y values. And so now one thing, I don't know if you guys all know this, but we're going to be plotting these on the coordinate system. This is a Cartesian coordinate system, a rectangular coordinate system. It goes by different names. Cartesian is named after René Descartes, the philosopher, mathematician. And so I'll sometimes refer to this as the Cartesian coordinate system. Sometimes I'll refer to it as rectangular coordinates because, of course, they look rectangular. There are other kinds of coordinates which we won't get into at all in this course. And so we're going to assume that each of these little squares is one unit. So, and x is measured along the horizontal axis, and y is measured along the vertical axis. So, and as we'll make the table, we'll make a few points in the table, and then I'll show you how to plot those points. So let's say that x is equal to 0. Well, what is y going to equal? 0. Because if you put 0 in for x here, well, 0 is equal to 0. So y is going to equal whatever this is. So if you have x equals 0, then of course y is equal to 0. And so I'll write a 0 here. Now, where does that get plotted on the coordinate system? Well, x equals 0 is right here in the middle. Now, you can tell because the y-axis hits the x-axis at x equals 0. You just have to know that or memorize that. I would label these points, but because we know that each square is 1, I'm not always going to label them. So, and then I make a dot there. You guys can see that dot, right? So that's x equals 0, and then y is equal to 0 also, because in this case, x intersects the y-axis at y equals 0. Do you guys all know this, or is this completely new, or how do you feel about this? Have you guys done... Raise your hand if you've graphed these kinds of things before. Okay, so most of the hands are going up. That's good. And if you're not comfortable with it, don't panic. We're going to be doing this for the rest of the semester. And you guys are going to get really good at graphing. So, now... One question that often comes up is how to choose your x values. And there's a little bit of an art to that. But with straight lines, it's pretty easy. Usually, I would just increase the x value by 1 or maybe 2. You know, just pick a reasonable number. So let's say x equals 1. Then what does y equal? 1. So I go x equals 1 and y equals 1. So go ahead and fill in the table there. So you have 1, 1. And by the way, we can think of these as pairs of points. So this is a 0, 0 here. This is a 1, 1. Those are not intervals. Those are points. And this is the x-coordinate of the point. This is the y-coordinate of the point. So we're going to plot 1, 1. Well, we go over at x equals 1 and then up to y equals 1. And I make my little dot there. Now, this can get really tedious. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can reduce the number of points that you plot. But you always want to do this calculation carefully so you get the right answer. And also you want to plot them carefully so that they go on the coordinate system correctly. And believe it or not, we will find that there are some people who you give them a line and they'll end up with a curve or some crazy thing. So you got to be careful with this. Now, I can see it looks like it's trending up and to the right. And I don't want to have to do every single point. Because I'm just like you. I don't want to have to do more work than I have to do to get the answer correct. So let's pick an x value that's maybe a little bit bigger. What would you like to pick?
9.
9? Okay, that's good. I like that. Okay, so these don't have to go in any particular order. It may be easier sometimes if you do, but... So if x is equal to 9, y is equal to 9... And so where is 9, 9? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then up 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. Now, what's going on over here? Well, let's pick a couple of values of x. Let's say x is equal to negative 3. And what's the y value going to be? Negative 3. Okay. So, x equals negative 1, negative 2, negative 3. Y equals negative 1, negative 2, negative 3. Okay. You can see these points are all looking like they're going to fall on a straight line. And that is a true statement. Okay. So, let's do one more. let's maybe a bigger negative number. What would you pick? Negative 8. Okay, that's good. So negative 8. Always remember to write the negative sign if you're choosing a negative number. So if x is negative 8, then y is also negative 8. And so negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, negative 5, negative 6, negative 7, negative 8, negative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've convinced myself this is a line. And I'm going to pull out my straight edge. Now, I didn't always use a straight edge, but, you know, if I'm standing up here, I want to set a good example for you guys. So, if you don't have a straight edge, this is actually a straight edge that was longer and it broke. So, any cheap old straight edge will work. So maybe go out and buy one if you don't have one. You can also use like an envelope. Problem with an envelope, or you know, something like that, is what? Well, you draw on it, and it, first of all, it gets ink all over it, and secondly, I use ink, by the way, and or it gets creased, and so you don't end up with straight lines. So straight edge is a good idea if you don't already have one. If I didn't have a straight edge, I'd probably use the edge of my notebook or something. The thing is, you don't want to freehand it unless you absolutely have to, because if you're anything like me, I can't freehand a straight line. So, okay, so then you carefully draw your line, and since we know this is going to go forever in either direction, you can go ahead and put the arrow on both ends. Any questions on that? This is all so simple, right? Like too simple? Okay, let's do another one. So let's say y is equal to 2x minus 1. Now what you're going to find is that these things get more complicated and the work isn't going to be plotting the points so much, it's going to be in doing the computations and other things. So we'll make our table x, y. Now here we see we're up here we didn't have anything fancy going on. We had y equal x, but now we've got something multiplying x, and we've got something either adding or subtracting. So we need to take all of that into account. So this time I'm going to start with a negative value of x. And let's say I'm going to go ahead and do, let's say, x equals negative 4. And so if we plug in, we get y is equal to 2 times negative 4 minus 1, which is what? Negative 8 minus 1, which is negative 9. So we put a negative 9 here. Now, if you can do this in your head, great. Otherwise, or you can use a calculator, or you can, you know, write it out and do it step by step like I just did. And so I want to plot negative 4, negative 9. Now, notice, here we almost ran off the graph, because we only have 10 in each direction. That's why I chose negative 4 as my starting point. If it had been, say, negative 5, I would have been off the graph. So x is negative 4, so negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, and then down to negative 9. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and negative 9 is there. Okay. Now we can fill in negative 3, negative 2, negative 1, but that gets a little boring after a while. So maybe I'm just going to go negative 2. So x is negative 2. So y equals 2 times negative 2 minus 1, which is negative 4 minus 1, which is negative 5. So negative 2, negative 5, So there's x equals negative 2. Let me mark the x so you know for sure, and the y. So negative 2, and then negative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now some of you know that once you have 2 points, that's all you need to draw a line. And if you're careful, you know, I'd be okay with you just plotting 2 points, if you know it's a line. Now, if you don't know for sure it's a line, then you need more points. But if you're going to do that, you probably want these points to be separated by some distance so that you can carefully use your straight edge and draw a nice line. If you put those points close together, there might be some error. So let's do x equals 0. Now what happens at x equals 0? So y is equal to 2 times 0 minus 1, which is equal to 2 times 0, which is 0, minus 1, which is negative 1. So we get negative 1 here. I forgot to write down the negative 5 here in the table. But there it is. And so 0 comma negative 1. And notice how I say that. 0 comma negative 1. That's our point. 0 comma negative 1. That's the point we want to plot. This one was negative 2 comma negative 5. This one was negative 4 comma negative 9. You can either just use the table or you can plot, write the points as well. But so now 0 comma negative 1, so x equals 0 is along the y-axis, and negative 1 is right there. And we're starting to see that this thing, this plot is going to be a straight line as well. Let me just do one more. Let's say positive 4. So if x is positive 4, so y is equal to 2 times 4 minus 1, which is equal to 8 minus 1, which is 7. So x equals 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Y equals, what did I say, 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then take the straight edge. And draw the line. Okay? Now, if you guys already, some of you may already understand about lines and things like something called slope and all of that stuff. If you've heard of those things, that's great. We're going to get into slope tomorrow. But for now, all we're doing is taking an equation of a line, which you may not even know why it's an equation of a line yet. But so this was our equation. We drew it. That's the graph. Up here, this was our equation. We plotted it. That's the graph. Okay, now we're going to do some more. Let me pick one that's a little trickier. Are we okay so far? Are you bored yet? Because if you know this stuff already, then it's okay to be bored. You know, this isn't stand-up comedy, unfortunately. Okay, so I'm going to do another one. Y equals 1/2 x. Now, we just can't avoid fractions. Okay, sometimes this is college algebra. We're going to be seeing fractions occasionally. But we can do things that will make our life a little easier. So let me make the table. So x, y. And I don't want to have to graph quantities that are half or thirds or stuff like that. And if we're a little careful, we won't have to. Sometimes we just can't avoid it. But let's say x is 0. What is y going to be? Yeah, it's going to be 0 because 1/2 times 0 is 0. Anything times 0 is 0. So 0 comma 0 is on the graph. So I'm going to plot that. So this is our x and our y. It's always a good habit to get into to label at least label the axes that X and Y, and if you need to, label the particular points. Now, should I choose X equals 1? I'm going to let you guys be a little clever here. Do we want to use X equals 1? Why not? It makes it a half. It makes it a fraction. There's nothing wrong with fractions. We should embrace fractions, you know, even come to love fractions. But, you know, we don't want to be biased against fractions. But if you can avoid the fractions, especially in graphing, I would avoid them. So we're going to not use X equals 1. What about X equals 2? Yeah, we can use X equals 2 because if we put a 2 here for X, what's the Y going to be?
1.
Because, so Y is equal to 1 half times 2, and the 2's cancel and you get 1. So Y is 1. And notice we avoided the fraction. So 2 comma 1, so you go X2, Y1. Now we have 2 points, but they're too close together. Do you see that? These two, if you try to put a straight edge on those, you're going to get errors either up here or down here. So we want to go a little further. In fact, if you want to use only 2 points, make them separated, make sure they're correct. The reason you use 3 points, why would you want to use 3 points or 4 points? Accuracy, that's one very good reason. What's another good reason? It's related. Because it's a check on your work. You know, let's say one of your points was, let's say this was a point, but then you had another point that was over here, and then you had another point that was over here. What would that tell you? Well, some of your points are incorrectly graphed, and you want to be careful with that. So, let's make X bigger. How big can we make it?
20.
20? Okay, we could go 20, except that it won't be on the graph. Because we can only go out to 10 on the X. Can we use 10?
About half of 20 is 10. That's why you picked it, right?
Well, that's why you picked it, yeah. but now you're X equals 20 is off the graph. Yeah, so let's use X equals 10. And what is Y? So Y is equal to 1 half times 10, which is equal to what? 5. So we put a 5 there. So 10, we know, goes over here. Now, I know that because I've looked at this graph, but if you're not sure, you better count the squares and, you know, don't make any assumptions that are not true. So X is 10, but Y is 5, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And we could even do negative 10 for X. If X is negative 10, then Y is 1 half of negative 10, which is what? Say it out loud so I can hear you. Say it loud. Say it louder.
Negative 5,
thank you. Okay. All of you should be participating in this. So Y is negative 5, so I put a negative 5 there. So X is negative 10, which goes out to here, then negative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like it might be a line. So we stick the old straight edge on here. Okay. I'm going to do one more. All of these have been going from lower left to upper right, and that's not how all lines behave. So let's do, say, y equals 1 half x, I'm sorry, negative 1 half x plus 3. Make our table, x, y, what values of x do you want to use? Let's just go ahead and write them down here. Anybody have any suggestions? We can use 0. Maybe, let's pick a couple more.
3.
Positive 3. Now, what's going to happen with positive 3?
Fractions.
Do we want fractions? We can avoid them if we use... What's the secret here? How are we choosing these... How did we choose the x's up here?
Something that we can simplify.
When you say simplify, divisible by 2? Okay. Or another way to think of it is it's an even number. So, 0's even, 2's even, 10's even, negative 10 is even. Okay. And so, now if it was, if we had negative 1/3 here, what would our choices be? 5? 5 is not divisible by 3.
6.
6 would be, so 0 and 3 and 6 and 9, those would be good choices. Okay. So, I mean, I want to get you guys thinking along these lines. So, x is 0, y is what? So, y is equal to negative 1/2 times 0 plus 3, which is equal to 0 plus 3, which is equal to 3. So, y is equal to 3 here. And let's go ahead and plot that. So, x equals 0, y equals 3. Now, let's say x equals negative what? Negative 6? I'm choosing 6 because it's even, because we're dividing by 2. So, y is equal to negative 1/2 times negative 6 plus 3. You cannot forget this plus 3 that's out here. So what's negative 1/2 times negative 6? Is it negative? These negatives do what? They cancel. So this negative times negative is positive. So 1/2, if you want, you could do it on a calculator, but 6 divided by 2 is 3. So positive 3, so 3 plus 3 is 6, so negative 6 comma 6. So let's plot that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the negative direction along the x, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the positive direction along the y. There's this. Okay. Now, let's do a positive value of x. What would be a good choice? Let's do something other than 6. How about 8? Good. So 8. So x is equal to 8. So y is equal to negative 1/2 times positive 8 plus 3. So negative 1/2 times 8 is negative 4. Plus 3 is negative 1. So these are skills right here that we've been developing over the last couple of weeks. So you guys should be able to do this arithmetic with confidence and accuracy. And so I'm going to write a negative 1 here. So 8 comma negative 1. So if x is 8, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Negative 1. Plot that point. Get my straight edge. And there's that line. Okay. Any questions on this? So I want to turn now to the notes, and I think we've done enough basic problems that we can handle what they're going to throw at us next. Now, the first thing that they're asking us to look at is, it says, determine whether the given points are solutions to the equation y equals negative one-third x plus 2. Now, the solution means you plug the point in and it makes the statement true. Well, let's try them. So they're giving us 3 comma 2, and they're giving us a 3 comma 1. And so the x is 3, the y is 2, and here the x is 3 and the y is 1. So let's do this one at a time. And so let's plug in the x, which is 3. And so you get y is equal to negative 1 third times 3 plus 2. And negative 1 third times 3 is what? So what do the 3's do? They cancel. You could think of there being a 1 under this 3, and then multiply and then simplify. I prefer to just look and see, oh, there's a common factor here in the numerator and in the denominator, and so these 3's cancel. And so you get negative 1 plus 2, which is equal to what? Positive 1. Well, now, it's telling us here that the y value should be 2. Is it? What does that say? Is 3, 2 a solution of this equation? No, it is not. Because if you put a 2 in for y, so this is a 1. If you put a 2 in for y, this would be saying that 2 is equal to 1, and that is not the case. So I can cross out 3 comma 2. Anytime you get something that they're telling you it's a solution, or you think it might be a solution, and you plug it in and it's not a solution, you can cross it out. I wouldn't scribble it out, make it a cross that you can see what was underneath it. But okay, now the 3 comma 1, is that going to be a solution? Yes, we just did it, right? Because y is equal to negative one-third times 3 plus 2, which is equal to negative 1 plus 2, which is positive 1, but y is 1 here, so 1 is equal to 1, and I can put a check mark there to indicate that it is a solution. Okay? So now what we're going to do is we're going to plot this line. Now, how do I know it's a line? By the way, we're going to see this anyway pretty quickly. I keep calling it a line. How do we know it's a line? Okay, y equals mx plus b. We don't know that yet. That's, advanced material. We'll get into that tomorrow. But that is a true statement. Another way, the way that I can look at this and see that it's a line is x doesn't have any exponents. It's x to the 1, or just plain old x. If you had a square root of x, if you had x squared or anything else, then you'd know that it's not a line. Okay, so let's make, we're going to do this hopefully kind of quickly. Let's pick some values. Now, this is the equation that we're graphing. What values of x should we choose? Let's start with maybe a negative value. Negative 6, that's a good choice. So if y then is equal to negative 1 third times negative 6 plus 2, which is what? The negatives do what? Cancel. So 6 divided by 3 is 2 plus 2 is 4, so you get a 4 here. Now, 0 is always a good choice. Let's say x equals 0. What does that produce? So y is equal to negative 1/3 times 0 plus 2. Negative 1/3 times 0 is what? 0. And 0 plus 2 is 2. So I put a 2 here. Now let's pick a positive value for x. Maybe something that's...
3.
Okay, that's good. So 3. And so y is equal to negative 1/3 times positive 3 plus 2. So negative 1/3 times 3 is what? Negative 1. Because there's a negative here, but there's no negative here, so they don't cancel. So you still have your negative 1 plus 2, which is equal to positive 1. In fact, that's the point that we had up here. Okay, so now we're going to plot these points. I'll keep the table in view here. So this is the table we want to plot. So x equals negative 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the negative direction, and up 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. X equals 0, comma, y equal 2. And x equals 3, 1, 2, 3, comma, y equal 1. And use the straight edge. And it is a line. Okay. Now, they also have listed here, so I'll just point it out, when we talk about the rectangular coordinate system or the Cartesian coordinate system, we can break up the coordinate system into four parts. We call this quadrant one, or the first quadrant. This is quadrant two, or the second quadrant. This is quadrant three, or the third quadrant. And this is quadrant four, or the fourth quadrant. And if we keep going around, we'll get back to the first quadrant. So it's, you'll hear us talking about the quadrants every now and then. It's not as big a deal in this course as it is in some later courses, but they like to introduce that here. Okay. Okay, so they're already getting into intercepts, and so let's talk about that just briefly. Let me do this. In fact, let's go back to one of the ones that we did earlier. So we saw this earlier. When we talk about an intercept, that's a different word than intersect, but they're very closely related. The intercept, there's two intercepts. One is the y-intercept and one is the x-intercept. The y-intercept is where it intersects the y-axis. And where does this line intersect the y-axis? Y equals zero. If I ask for what is the y-intercept, then I need an answer y equals something. So in this case, y equals 0 is the y-intercept. What is the x-intercept? The x-intercept is where the graph intersects the x-axis. So an x-intercept in this case is what? Also 0, but it's x equals 0. Notice one of them is y equals 0, one of them is x equals 0. Okay, now this one is a little different. What is the y-intercept? Y equals. So get in the habit of saying y equals. If I say y-intercept, then I mean y equals what? 3. Y equals 3. Say it. Y equals 3. Y equals 3. You know, if you just write down 3, that could be ambiguous, and we want you to be precise. So the y-intercept is y equals 3. And why is that? Well, because on the y-axis, the graph, which is the line that I drew here, intersects the y-axis at y equals 3. Now, what about the x-intercept? X equals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it exactly 6? This is where precision matters. I don't know. It's a little iffy here. How would we find out what is the x-intercept? Anybody have an idea, a suggestion? I want to get this exactly right. Okay. Well, at the x-intercept, what is the y-value? It's 0, right? Anything along this axis has a y-value of 0. Y is 0 along the x-axis. Do you agree? Okay, so if I want to know what is the x-intercept, I'm going to set y equal to 0 in our graph here, in our equation. So 0 equals, let me do it up here where I have more room. So 0 is equal to negative 1/2 x plus 3. Can we solve that equation for x? Hopefully the answer to that question is yes, right? So I'm going to add 1/2 x to both sides, so you get 1/2 x is equal to 3, and therefore x is equal to what? 6. So yes, the x-intercept is 6. So you can see that my graph was not perfect. I was a little off in plotting this point here. The line doesn't go through that grid point very well. So, but now we're sure. We're going to come back and we do a lot more of these. So don't worry about it if it doesn't make sense. Okay. So from the previous graph, what is the y-intercept? Y equals 2. What is the x-intercept? Yeah, I think it's 6. So I'm going to write down y equals 2 and x equals 6. And those are the x and y-intercepts for this. Now, there's another way we can plot lines, and so let's go ahead and do that here. I'm going to show you something new here. So they're giving us a line that's 3x minus 2y is equal to 12. Now, we could solve this equation for y and then plot points, but there's another way to do this, and that is to use the intercepts to do it. So if x is equal to 0, what happens to this equation? Well, I plug in 3 times 0 minus 2 times y is equal to 12. What is 3 times 0? It's 0. So 0 minus 2y is negative 2y. Negative 2y is equal to 12. How do we solve for y here? Divide by negative 2. Now, normally I'm not going to be writing this divide by stuff when we have equations of this type. I'll do it once in a while, but we can start to just see that we have to divide by negative 2. So then y is equal to what? Negative 6. So I put a negative 6 here. This is known as the y-intercept, because x is 0, this is telling us where it intersects, where the graph intersects the y-axis. So I'm going to plot this, 0, comma, negative 6. So x equals 0, y equals negative 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, what happens if y is 0? What did we do with the x equals 0? Where did we put that 0? We put it in where x is, in the equation. But if y is 0, where do we put that 0? Where the y is. So I'm going to get 3x minus 2 times what? 0 is equal to 12. Well, what's 2 times 0? 0. You can see that this is actually a really simple calculation, right? 2 times, we're plugging in zeros here. So 2 times 0 is 0, so you get 3x is equal to 12, or x is equal to 4. So I'll put a 4 here, and now we're going to plot 4 comma 0. So x equals 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and y equals 0. Notice these are both intercepts. This is the x-intercept, this is the y-intercept. So I plotted the x-intercept, I plot the y-intercept. If I do this correctly, then I can take my straight edge draw the line. And we've just plotted 3x minus 2y is equal to 12, which is a straight line. Now, when we can do that, that's one of the easiest ways to plot a line. And we're going to see this over and over again throughout the rest of the course. But do you see how this works? We put it x equals 0, and we figure out the y. And then we put y equals 0, and we figure out the x. And then we plot those two points. And once we have two points, we can plot them and we draw the line through them. And that gives us the graph of that line. Okay? Okay, now we're on page 3 of our 4 pages of notes for today. How we doing? How you guys doing? I always like to kind of take a pause and just see how everybody's reacting. Looks like everybody's awake. Congratulations, that's sometimes hard to do when you're learning this kind of stuff.
So on that last problem would be the y-intercept equals negative 6.
The y-intercept is negative 6. Yeah, because it's where the y value where the graph hits the y-axis. And x equals 4, so I could write it this way. So the intercepts y equals negative 6 and x equals 4. That's a good question. Make sure we're clear on that. Okay. Now, on this page, notice we've got two different kinds of graphs. One of them, it's already solved for y, and so we're probably going to do what we did at the beginning. We're going to plot points. This one looks like it has an x and a y both on the same side of the equation, and this would be a good candidate for doing intercepts. However, this one won't work for plotting intercepts. We'll see why when we get there. But okay, so let's make a table. So x, y, now we want to be a little careful here because We can pick values of x pretty easily, but if we're not careful, we'll end up with y values that are way outside of the graph. And that comes with experience, or maybe you just go ahead and try it and see what happens. I always like to start with x equals 0, because that tells us something about the graph. So if x is 0, then what is y? Well, y is equal to negative 3 times 0 plus 6, but negative 3 times 0 is... negative 3 times 0 is 0, and so 0 plus 6 is 6. And so y is 6. So we've got a point here which is 0, 6. So x equals 0, y equals 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now also, that happens to be which intercept? It's the y-intercept. Okay? So, but we're not going to try to find the x-intercept here. Let's just pick a value, maybe a couple of values for x. What would be another good choice for x? 2? Okay, so if x is 2, then y is equal to negative 3 times 2 plus 6. Now, negative 3 times 2 is what? Negative 6. So, negative 6 plus 6 is what? 0. Okay, was that a good guess on your part, or who came up with the... did you know that that was going to happen? Okay, so that was just a good guess, or a lucky guess, maybe. So, if x is 2, y is 0, and that happens to be the x-intercept. So, x equals 2 is the x-intercept, y equals 6 is the y-intercept. So, I put a 0 here. Okay, let's do one more. Let's make maybe a bigger value of x. Just pick one. 5. Okay. So, x equals 5. Y equals negative 3 times 5 plus 6. But negative 3 times 5 is negative 15 plus 6. Negative 15 plus 6 is negative 9. Whew! Got lucky there. We're inside the graph. We're okay. And it's not the end of the world if we're outside the graph. We got to be either plot it carefully or go back and find another point. So put a negative 9 in the table, and x equals 5. 2, 3, 4, 5, and go down to negative 9, which is right there. And I think that's enough points. So let's draw them in, the line. It's always a good idea to get at least 2 points. 2 points, if you're doing intercepts, is probably the right way to do it. But if you're plotting points in a table like this, you might want to get 3 points. And one of those points will just be a check on your work. You know, if one of these points ended up being off the line, then you would know something was amiss. Okay, now what are we going to do on this one? What would be the right approach on this problem? This one's trickier. In fact, this is probably the trickiest problem of all the ones that we've looked at today. It equals 0. And that the problem with that is, I'll just tell you, the problem is the x-intercept and the y-intercept are both zero, and so it's going to go through the origin. The origin is the zero comma zero. And so you can't use intercepts to plot it, because what's the difference? Let me do it on here. If I say that the x-intercept is zero and the y-intercept is zero, my two points actually overlap. They're the same point. So now, which line do I draw? Well, we have no way of knowing. It could be this line, it could be this line, it could be this line. You see what I'm saying? They all have the same intercepts. And so two points, if both of the intercepts are at the origin, at y equals 0, x equals 0, we're in trouble. We can't do it by intercepts. So we have to do it the old-fashioned way. Solve for y. How do you solve for y here? You can subtract 3x from both sides, or add y to both sides. So if you add y to both sides, these y's cancel and you get 3x is equal to y. And now we can make a table. So x, y, and maybe I'll use x equals negative 3, x equals 0, x equals positive 3 as the three points. If x is equal to negative 3, what is y? Negative 9? Do y'all see that? I'll just write it out. Y is equal to 3 times negative 3, but 3 times negative 3 is equal to negative 9. So that's why I put a negative 9 there. If x is 0, y is equal to 3 times 0, which is 0. Notice the x and y intercepts are 0 here. X equals 0, y equals 0. And then if x is 3, positive 3, then y is equal to 3 times positive 3, which is equal to positive 9. So I put a 9 here. And now we're going to plot these points. So negative 3, comma, negative 9, negative 1, 2, 3, negative 9, 0, 0, and then 1, 2, 3, positive 9. Did I go too fast on that one? So again, you see that the x-intercept is... What is the x-intercept here? Zero. What's the y-intercept? Zero. So that point right there we call the origin, zero comma zero. If both of the intercepts are zero, then we have to plot other points in order to graph the line. Okay. We good on this one? And then the last page... Now, this is different. Let me actually just take a moment and talk about this off to the side a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up the notes. So, if I say that x is equal to... 2. Let's just... I write that equation. Now, you've seen x equals 2 as an answer to some equation. We've been solving equations for the last 2 weeks. And so you see x equals 2. But if you're told that we're plotting x equals 2 and this is a coordinate system... then it has a slightly different meaning. And this is the line And you might say, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't there be a y? Should there be a y? There should be. But why isn't it there? And what happened to it? No, y does not equal zero. I mean, not only zero. It's because y doesn't matter. Now, this is a weird concept, I think, and something that might take a little while to get used to. So I'm presenting this now, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this again tomorrow and the next day. But if I say x equals 2, what's y? What did I just say? Any number, in particular, it doesn't matter. It could be any number. So, okay, that's fine. So let's say I say x equals 2, and that's y equals 0. Okay, so I just plotted x equals 2, y equals 0. Can I plot another point? X equals 2, y equals... Say it.
Anything.
Well, give me a number.
Y3.
Y equals 3. Okay, so x equals 2, y equals 3. Okay. Let's do another one. X equals 2, y equals... Negative 5. So x equals 2, y equals negative 5 is there. Let's, give me another one that's different. X equals 2, y equals 8. So that's up here. Let's do one more down here somewhere. X equals 2, y equals negative 9. Very good. So that would be right there. Okay, what do you conclude from all those points? Well, I take my straight edge, and I'm going to draw the best line that I can through those points, and so there it is. That's the line. It's a vertical line. Huh. So the equation of that vertical line is x equals 2, because y doesn't matter. It's x equals 2 for every point on the line, and y can be any point I want it to be, any number I want it to be. So that's a vertical line. So let me write vertical so that you remember when we talk about vertical lines. Anybody in here fan of Friends? Okay, I'm a big fan of Friends. I've seen all 10 seasons a dozen times. Well, you know, Joey... Do you remember that episode where, with Goldblum, Jeff Goldblum?
I don't know the names, but
okay. Well, he's the tall guy, and Joey's auditioning for this play. And anyway, Jeff Goldblum says you have to be more horizontal and less vertical, or something like that. And Joey thinks more vertical and less horizontal. In other words, Joey's not very smart, right? He gets confused easily. And so we want to remember that vertical is this, and horizontal is this. Now, I say that, you know, it's easy to get confused. I get confused. In fact, I'm always confused a little bit. You'll get to, as you get to know me, you'll see that I'm always a little bit confused. So, vertical line. This is vertical. Now, how would we get a horizontal line? Y equals something. Let's say y equals negative 3. Okay, so if y equals negative 3, what is x? X doesn't matter. X could be anything you want it to be. So y equals negative 3x equals 0. Y equals negative 3x equals 5. Y equals negative 3x equals negative 5. Y equals negative 3x equals 10. You see what's happening there. And so I plotted some points where y is equal to negative 3 and x is equal to whatever. And now I draw my line, and that is the line y equals negative 3. And this is known as a horizontal line. Now, this is probably the best thing you could do is just to memorize this. So, if x equals something fixed, like 2, then you have a vertical line where x is equal to 2. If you have y is equal to some constant, then you have a horizontal line with y equal to that number, whatever that number is. Okay, so let's finish up with this page 4 so we can get our test back and have that discussion. So consider the equation x equals 5. So graph the line. Now we could fill in the table, or we can just do what I just did. If x equals 5, where do we put the points? 1, 2, 3, 4. X is 5 here, x is 5 here, x is 5 here, x is 5 there. You get a vertical line. And if you want, we can put x, y, and so this is 5, 7, 5, 3, 5, 0, 5, negative 5. I think those are the 4 points that I plotted. Okay? We just did y equals negative 3. That was just an accident on my part. I didn't choose that intentionally, but we say y, so x, y. Now y is negative 3 on all of these, but maybe x is negative 5, x is negative 1, x is 2, x is 7. So negative 5, negative 3. Negative 1, negative 3, 2, negative 3, 7, negative 3. Do you see how you get a horizontal line from that? I'm going to draw that line. Okay, now this is the tricky one. By the way, are you guys okay with this? You know, at first, when you first see it, it's a little weird, and we're just going to have to practice it. You're going to practice it in homework. We're going to talk about it some more. We'll think about it. You'll see it again tomorrow and the next day. So if it's not crystal clear right now, don't panic. Okay, problem number 9 here. It says, find an equation of the vertical line passing through the point 5, 2. A vertical line looks like this. So what is it? What is the equation of that line? Is it x equals something or is it y equals something? X equals something. So what does it have to be? X equals what? X equals 5. Because it has to contain 5, 2, because x is 5 here. Find an equation of the horizontal line passing through the point 5, 2. This is the horizontal line. What is the equation of a horizontal line? Y equals something. What is the something here? 2. So y equals 2. You can't just write down the number. You have to write down the letter, the variable name. So the vertical line is x equals 5, the horizontal line is y equals 2. Okay, so any questions? So Diane is going to take over. Do you want any help? Or okay.
So their homework's from Marichuk?
Yes.
Talk about that or not?
Well, I didn't mention it, but...
There should be a merit check 3.1 homework sheet.
The homework is not... These are the lecture notes.
Okay, so in just a minute, I'm going to hand back your test number one. I entered the grades into Blackboard this morning. So now you should start to see columns being populated with your overall grade. Your 0414 grade is simply the average of your first 5 test grades. So whatever you got on this is going to show in that column at the moment. The 13-14 grade has other weightings in there, so it might be a little lower, it might be a little bit higher, depending on how your grades are going. And you know every test we do in here is going to be divided into two parts. It's a little awkward. It's a little awkward because, like, this first test was only out of 56 points because it had 14 problems or whatever. And then the next, and I put the key all in one. And this was the second part, and it was out of 44. And then I just added the numerators together to get your overall grade and put it at the top of your paper. So they're all kind of going to be that way. I did give 2 bonuses on there, so the max you could have gotten was 104, which we had somebody get a perfect paper in here at 104, so that's really good. Overall, for the course, we had 16 A's, 1 B, 2 C's, 1 D, and 4 F's. So anybody that's at that point, an A, B, or C, ABC, is passing the course. If you are in this range right here, you are no longer passing the course on either one of our sides. And so something's got to change immediately before your next test is. Do you know when your next test is? Next week. Right? You have a group quiz on Friday over these 4 sections, and then you learn stuff Monday and Tuesday. You have a group quiz on Wednesday, and then you have another test in the same manner, like next week, because every 2 weeks there's an exam. So starting a whole new unit, so that test is going to be online. Nothing's cumulative per se, but you still need to know how to do like my stuff in order to do some of his stuff. So it's kind of cumulative by nature, but nothing specific is going to come off these onto sort of your next exam. So I'm going to hand you back the key. So this is my key with all the correct answers so that you can sit down with your own, like when you get home tonight, you can sit down with your test and the key and look at the ones that you got wrong and try to assess why you got them wrong. You can come by my office hours. I'm here all day till 5:30 today. If you want to sit down with me and I can show you what you did wrong, you can come tomorrow morning early. But mistakes in math don't just go away, and bad grades don't just come after good grades. To put in some effort, like, I've got my test here, I've got the key here, up, I see, and number 3, my mistake was right there in the middle, or whatever my mistake was. So, any questions on that part? Excellent. Okay, so let me give you your step back. Emily.
Brianna. Yes. Eli.
Generally, by the way, in the bottom corner of your page is just the tally for that page. Like, it might say -0 or minus, like, at the bottom corner is where I keep track. Because I a lot of times do all the first pages and flip it and do all the second pages. So that's what that number at the bottom of your page is. In your folder so that you just have those to start studying for the when the file comes along, you can kind of look at those type of problems. Hopefully you realize that on that test, I attempted nothing to be tricky. It was very straightforward. The tests looked like the quizzes that we did. The quizzes looked like the homework that we did. If you didn't catch that 9 months doesn't enter the formula as a 9, because that means 9 years, that's on you because you didn't study. Because 9 months is exactly what we did in class, and we did one like that sort of in the homework. We're not striving to make these tricky. We're striving that you have this material, you must demonstrate you know how to do it. So going over and practicing stuff over and over again is kind of a good thing. So anything to add? Okay, so I think we're done for today. If you have any questions on your particular test, you can stay after right now for the next 4 minutes. Otherwise, do your homework. Turn in tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll take this sign.
Yeah, I already I entered them.
Okay, good.
Do you do it daily?
Oh, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I did them. I bumped those up by
Thank
one
you.
Today.
I asked her to share.
So that's our girl.
Yeah. Well,
we're supposed to be here today, right?
Yeah.
To come to me today to learn what we're doing the rest of the week. So, you know,
yeah,
enough rope. There's the rope.
Right.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Just to make it clear, you said I'm going to stay.
You're going to stay?
Yeah.
Okay. Got your work cut out for you. How are you feeling about that? Yeah, but that one I didn't. If you have the writing answer, you just transfer it over. But usually I circle where the mistake is and then take it back.